USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is reportedly considering expanded tax cuts to help Americans navigate the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump said yesterday,
"We're looking at also considering a capital gains tax cut, which would create a lot more jobs."
Last week, the president did sign orders declaring more enhanced unemployment benefits, student loan forgiveness, and an eviction moratorium for the rest of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blaming Democrats for a lack of a new legislated economic stimulus package.
The Speaker of the House and the Senate Democratic Leader decided we would not deliver any of that.
A 51-year-old man allegedly threatened a Secret Service officer outside the White House yesterday afternoon. The suspect was shot in the torso and is currently in a hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.